The sisters Ingibjörgun Sigurlaug Gunnarsdóttir, in Aus in Heranes, sewed this festive national costume in the spring of 1860, using the ideas of the painter Sigurður Guðmundsson and his drawings. Called the new festive costume, it's made of black broadcloth with a simple filigree of leaved vines embroidered with silver thread on the jacket front. On the lower part of the skirt is a border of floral embroidery that Sigurður drew. The belt of link silver plates was the most expensive part of the costume. It was made either of filigree or raised design, which is a raised silver decoration. Sigurður the painter can truly be called the nation's image engineer. He was a passionate practitioner of national law during a nationalistic period and wanted to use clothing to reinforce national consciousness. He wanted Icelanders to show themselves and others that they were descendants not of slaves, but of Norse chieftains. The national festive costume was supposed to be for festive occasions and decoration, and all women of station were to wear the headdress. The headdress represents glaciers, the floral embroidery the vegetation, and the filigree the sun. Women wore a simple or star-speckled golden band on the forehead. It symbolized rings of stars and the northern lights in the Icelandic winter sky. In the 1860s, Sigurður's costume spread quickly, and all women over the country, even housemaids, had the goal of making this expensive and difficult costume. Women took a political stand on the nation's fight for independence by being photographed in the national costume and wearing it on national holidays and special occasions. Fjallkonan, the Lady of the Mountains, appears every year at Iceland's national ceremony on June 17th. She's always dressed in the festive national costume of Sigurður the painter. The festive national costume of Sigurlaug in Aus is the oldest preserved festive national costume known in the country.